Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is chief business correspondent for U.S. News. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success, an outstanding book that we launched on the show not too long ago. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Happy to be with you.
Hey, listen, you probably don't remember this, but what remember the you read about the assassination of the Archduke back about 100 years ago and caused World War One. It was a little bitty event that basically caused World War One, right?
I know where you're going with this.
So we got this little teeny tiny little island in the Mediterranean called Cyprus, right?
Yeah.
And is it possible that teeny tiny little island, the assassination of the banking system of that teeny tiny little island in the Mediterranean could become a World War Euro?
Yeah, it seems like it is possible. I mean, everybody's got to be scratching their heads. What in the world does bank regulation in Cyprus have to do with my 401k plan, you know?
Go back just a little bit. Give the folks a little history. Because, if you know, most people have lives. They're not like you and me. And they probably have a lot of people haven't been paying attention to this. So tell them what's going on.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert on the Cypriot financial system, and I don't think too many people are. But they've been having financial difficulties like many of the other nations.
They're just
in Europe.
Like Greece.
It's just like Greece. And what they just did late on Friday is they decided to take a so-called haircut off the savings accounts in banks. For many bank customers, which means they're just going to—they're calling it a tax, but they're basically going to appropriate people's savings to help pay the government's debt.
They're literally nationalizing people's bank account.
Yeah. So
instead of the shareholders and the bondholders.
That's right. So what will bank customers naturally do? Take their money out of the banks and try to hide it? I mean, it's the most boneheaded concept. I mean, I've seen some Wall Street analysts saying they must be deliberately trying to start a bank run.
Right.
So again, the whole question, as with many of these situations over in Europe, is can they ring this off or ring fence it or control the contagion effect? And it's not clear that they can. I mean, apparently markets are down in Asia and Europe today, but not down tremendously.
There's a holiday right now. Is it just in Cyprus or is it in Europe? I wasn't sure about that.
Well, I think the European markets are open, but they have sort of declared a bank holiday.
Oh, is that why? Oh, so it's not a national thing. There's no hero involved.
So the banks are closed. The banks are closed in Cyprus. I mean, this sounds like a couple of days. That's right, and apparently there's still a chance the parliament in Cyprus could vote this down, although that doesn't seem likely. And there's implicit backing of this from Germany, which is sort of calling all the shots behind the scenes in Europe these days. So this is a big mess, and the risk obviously is that this sort of panic that this will induce or has induced will spread to Greece. And then perhaps even to Spain and Italy out of fears that it could happen there too. So if that kind of contagion happens, we're probably going to have some kind of market meltdown. But we also could see policymakers kind of reverse course. So we don't know.
Apparently, what I've been hearing and reading is that a lot of rich people, especially a lot of rich Russians, have their money in Cyprus banks.
Right.
And so nobody wants to. And so apparently there's some discrimination against whose account's being hit to as well.
Right. So the politicians over there are spinning this as a kind of a populist measure. We're going to We're going to take the money we need from the people who have been exploiting our system.
Yeah.
But that's not the way this kind of move necessarily works. I mean, if you start, what everybody wonders is what's next. What are they going to do next? And so, if everybody were allowed to follow their instincts, everybody would just take their money out of the banks, and you have a full blown bank run. I mean, and that is that is hard to fight. Obviously,
right.
I mean,
right.
Well, I mean, what we've spent the 20th century doing is constructing ways to prevent bank runs,
right?
Not induce them.
Well, they had ATM runs in Cyprus, not only a day or so ago.
Right.
So, folks, the reason we're bringing this up is because this could, be a little contagion that comes to the United States. And those of you who are listening on the internet in Europe, of course, Cyprus, you probably pay attention. When something happens in Cyprus, over here in the United States, not so much. So, folks, if you're, it's probably something you should be tracking a little closer. On many levels, your personal as well as your business interests. Right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. 22. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.